GZ, Santa Paula,
Ventura, Oxnard.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A threat to freedom or a blow for fairness? Both sides of Obamacare are outside the Supreme Court. The justices hearing arguments inside. These people are in favor of the law. They say adding 30 million Americans to health care coverage and ensuring people with pre-existing conditions getting insurance makes sense. But these opponents say the arguments about freedom, arguing the individual mandate is government overreach and unconstitutional. Pope Benedict is now in Cuba, where he is expected to press for political reform. The communist government there has been in power for more than 50 years.
The Pope is going to meet with President Raul Castro today. What's happened since the last time a Pope was here is that the Catholic Church has got stronger. It's the only really sanctioned agent of change between the people and the Castro government.
ABC's Christian Amanpour in Havana. More controversy and comments over last month's killing of a 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. A neighborhood watch volunteer shot him. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Sanford.
In large part, this is a case about perceptions. To neighborhood watch captain George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin may have cut an imposing figure, 6'1", gold teeth, according to his Twitter photo, and wearing a hooded sweatshirt. To Martin, Zimmerman may have been overzealous, prone to racism, and inappropriately following him as he walked from a store with candy and iced tea. A scuffle followed. Zimmerman told police Martin hit first. Now prosecutors say Florida law could make convicting Zimmerman of a crime difficult.
Martin's parents are blaming police for leaking information about their son. Gasoline prices have been rising, but many homeowners are seeing natural gas heating bills fall. Natural gas futures down to a 10-year low this morning, half the cost of 9 months ago. This is ABC News.
Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control of body and soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are just tuning in right now and you're going, hey, hold on, I was waiting for the news there. You are listening to Positive Talk Radio with Kim Pagano, and I am so glad you are joining us here today. I just have to say, I was actually on The Business of Life last night from 4 to 6, and that was so much fun. We had some great guests, and I got to listen to a whole new group of, talk to a whole new group of people, so that was really fun. And of course, again, I'm going to be on tonight, and I've got some amazing guests. But right now, I want to introduce who's in my studio right now. I've got Marcia Hively.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Very good. And I've got Ed Summers, president of the Chambers, right out here, right?
That's right. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Marcia.
How are you?
Excellent.
I'm so glad that you're back on our show, and you've always got some great things that are going to be happening, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And more to come. I know we'll talk more about it here later in the show.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to let everybody know a little bit about our show. It's all positive talk. And today we're going to talk with Christine Agro, and she is a metaphysical feminist. Don't get scared.
There are two of us here.
There you go. That's right. And she's an expert at empowering women by gathering metaphysical insight into their past, present, and future. And if that resonates with you out there and you're interested and you want to kind of, I'm one of those weird, I'm a little leery on that kind of thing. But I know my mom loves that kind of stuff. Mm. But I like, don't tell me anything negative. Tell me all the positive, and I'm all
exactly.
over it, you know. So I'm excited to talk to her. Also, it is Trivia Tuesday, and we've got Rob Blaze going to call in and give some great passes away for Moor Park College. They've got their spectacular spring. It's all their animals and everything over at their zoo right there. So it's an amazing thing. And I used to take the kids there. Did you ever take your kids there?
Yeah, our school used to go on field trips. I love that place.
Yeah, so it's and it's right in our backyard. You can't get
what
any
I love
better
about it
that.
Is there are kids going to college that are helping these. Working with the animals. And it's one of the only programs. It is, I think, the only program in a junior college in the country. But it's one of the only programs in the country that. Does actual zoology.
Yeah, they do. And all the students are actually in charge of everything. That's what's really cool. So
now, is it open to the public?
Yeah.
It is, but for
the next 3 weeks, it is.
Right. You can't go every day. You have to make an appointment. It is open to the public. It's not every hour of every day, but yes.
Yeah. Right now, they have 3 weeks of this spectacular thing that they're doing right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
But if you have a group of children, they do school programs all the time, and I believe they're free or nominally cost, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's very inexpensive, but we are going to give away a 4-family pass to get there, and so that should be really fun, and we will be doing that about 8:30. Also, I've got my friend Joan Pagano, no relations. We keep trying to figure out how we are related, but she lives in New York, and she, you know, we're just starting to get to that warmer weather. Not so much for guys, maybe, right? But, you know, you start taking those layers off, and you're going, oh, my God, I need to start working out. I was at the NASCAR races.
I would say for guys, too. But yes.
I know. But I don't
they're going to be wearing shorts soon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this is true.
I have to be honest. I cleaned out the garage so I could get to the treadmill yesterday.
Did
so.
You?
Oh, good
See?
For you.
Oh, there you go. See, it's in the air. And I was at the NASCAR races, and let me tell you, they kept predicting rain, and I was like, honey, we're walking. I did so much walking this weekend, and in fact, I got home from the show last night, and I go, honey, you ready for a walk? He goes, are you kidding me? But once you start exercising,
did it rain?
It rained halfway through the race, which it got called, but I got a lot of walking in, and it was really fun. So,
excellent.
Anyways, I'm all about exercising, and once you do that, you look good, you feel good, and you do good. So we're going to be talking with Joan. And then, of course, we're going to hear what the Chambers got going on. They've always got amazing things happening, and I'd love to find out about that. So I'm
looking
so glad you're
to
here.
It.
All right. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really, really quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Christine Agro and find out more about how we can empower all of the women and men out there, right? I'm sure she's. You guys can take something from it. So I want to give you our phone number here, 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board, and he would love to talk to you. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad you are here with us today. It looks like it's going to be an amazing, beautiful day out there.
Yes.
It's a little crisp, and like you were saying, the freeway, you never know if it's going to be...
Oh.
It's crazy.
Well, it's silly, because you are in, like, a traffic jam, and you're like, okay, there must be an accident. And you get up to where it starts clearing out, and there's nothing.
I know.
You're
Thank
like,
God,
what
but
did everybody slow down for? No.
Just be in the moment, I guess, right? Well, right now, we are going to invite Christine Agro. Christine, are you there?
Here.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you do and, you know, how you do it.
Well, I'm a combination of things. I'm a clairvoyant, and I'm a naturopath, and I'm a metaphysical expert. And I was thinking about it this morning while I was meditating about how I've gotten to where I am. And I think that the root of it really comes from my naturopathic background, because as a naturopath, you're trained, or it's in your nature, to look for the root of what's going on.
Okay, and so you just said three things that some people may not understand the difference of. Why don't you explain the three things you just said you were?
Well, a clairvoyant is somebody, from my perspective, I look at things energetically. So it's using the higher sense of sight. So we all have our vision, and I believe that we also all have a higher energetic aspect of our senses. So I can see things energetically. And a naturopath is someone who is a natural doctor who works with the premise that our body has the natural ability to heal if we simply support it.
Mm-hmm. I like
and
that.
It is true for me. And then within the naturopathic training, there are basic doctrines, which is that you treat the whole body, you look for the root cause of any condition rather than treat the symptom, and education and prevention are really, really important. So when I combine all of that into my clairvoyance, it's actually informed the way that I work with people clairvoyantly, because if you come to me with a question, I don't look at really what question you ask me. I'm looking at what is the root, what's underneath it, what's causing whatever it is that you're asking about.
Why did you ask that?
Right. And so through the course of that, what's happened is that I've really found core principles that exist within our lives as humans. You know, why we're here, what are we working on, what does it look like, and, you know, why do things happen in our life? And the answer is really kind of simple, because at the spirit level, we're here to learn and to heal and to grow. So,
you know, Christine, I love where you're going with this, because I think that life is a lesson. I think that we all, if you can look at everything that we're doing and learn from it and try to learn in a positive way instead of a negative way, I think that that's a plus in your point, in your life, because what happens is so many people think, okay, maybe their husband or their wife or, you know, they had a bad relationship, I'm never going down there again. You know,
right.
Well, you're the loser, you know?
Right.
I mean, why not take another chance? But you just have to be smarter about it the next time, make better choices and
well,
do different things in your life.
I agree, and I also think you can go deeper than that, because our relationships are the playground of our spiritual life. You know, if we can start to look at our relationships and say, well, what am I trying to learn by having this experience? Then you get to that core piece of what is this really about. So let's say, for example, you did have a bad relationship, and it was because the person was selfish, or they didn't let you do what you wanted to do.
They didn't love you
unconditionally,
right?
I would argue that you put yourself in that position, but...
Well, in one way, yes, you do, because you're trying to learn something. So every relationship is a manifestation of what you're trying to learn.
But I need to ask, since we all tend to repeat our mistakes... What secret is there to learn from it? Because we often fall into the same traps over and over.
This is so true.
Well, I think that you have to be conscious to what it is that you're trying to learn. So if you're not, then yes, you're going to keep manifesting the same situation so that, you know, in an attempt to try to get to the answer to what it is. So let's go back to, you know, somebody, like you feel disempowered in your relationship. Well, at the core of that may actually be that you need to learn to validate yourself. Mm. You need to learn that you are worthy in and of yourself, regardless of what anybody else thinks. But if you're always looking outside of yourself for someone to tell you that you're okay, you're never going to find it.
Ooh, I like that. That was pretty powerful right there. Because so many of us look to others for, you know, an opinion or for, you know, just to say, oh, you're okay. And you need to have that within yourself. I mean, really, I mean, we talk about that all the time, is we have to be our own best friends. And so I just think that's a great knowledge right there. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We've got Ed Summers from Chambers Commerce here. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a question for Christine Agro, and you want to give us a call, call us right now.
So why do you call yourself a metaphysical feminist?
Because in the course of, it is so interesting, and doing this work for 12 years, the majority of my clients have been women. And of course, I'm a woman, and I'm always looking at my own life. But in the course of looking at the questions that women bring to me, what I've been able to really gather is the evolution of spirit in a female body. So what is it that we've been working on as women for lifetimes? You know, what is the what is the journey of being spirit in a female body? What does that mean? And there are some very commonalities no matter where we live. I have clients in India, I have clients in China, I have clients in the Midwest, you know, throughout North America. And so a woman in India may be dealing with the fact that her father wants her to marry someone that she doesn't love. And a woman in the Midwest may be dealing with the fact that she's in a relationship with a man who she can't actually do what it is that she wants to do, or maybe it's out in the community she's trying to fight for her rights. It all comes down to the same piece of standing up for who we are and being our own advocate. You know, as Kim said, being our own best friend.
Well, I think a lot of what women end up doing is trying to please other people in their lives instead of
trying to please being themselves.
Being the best person they can be and attracting people that would be attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I was young, I used to always be in relationships with people I had to fix.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, and finally somebody said to me, why do you need a project? Why
right.
are you not the project?
Right.
And it took me an entire year to really understand that. And then when I finally let go of wanting to fix people, I met my husband, who's
not
a really
a
great guy. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he is now, but he wasn't when I met him. No.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding, honey.
I know. Oh, gosh.
It is interesting because, as you know, one of the things that we carry as women is this natural, it's a natural healer dynamic. And there's been a shift in how we do that. So in the past, women would run people's lessons straight through their space to hold it, to sort of hold awareness for it, to try to help shift it.
You've completely lost me. I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Okay. So if you think of a sponge, right?
A sponge?
Yes.
Yes.
Sponge. Women are sponges, have been sponges, for the problems and issues of other people. They have acted in a role of being a healer. They would gather that all up and then try to help or support or change or create something different. But with the shift that's happening, and this is part of the evolution of women on a spiritual level, women are moving into this place like you have done, where you said, you know, I don't need to do that for people. I don't need to fix somebody.
Well, I think, I mean, I definitely agree with you. Women are starting to be, you know, we're making more money, we're feeling more independent. You know, I don't know if this is always a plus, but we are doing that. But what we are finally doing is taking care of ourselves and empowering who we are and living in, you know, for the best of us. And what's happening, at least for me, four children, a husband, you know, it's like I've declared this is my turn now. And I think you're kind of in that place too, Marcia, right?
Yeah.
And I think so many women, you know, we've done our parenting. And of course, we'll always be parents. You know, it's funny today, just before, it wasn't even 8 o'clock yet, and my oldest daughter couldn't turn off her shower water, okay? It just wouldn't turn off.
And she doesn't live with her,
no,
by the way.
No, in another house, right? But my husband, we have a construction company. So he was like, okay, go out to the water heater, you know, and she's going to be 28. I mean, and, you know, so she's out there doing that. My other son is, my oldest son just started working for us, and he's like, can't find a gas station anywhere, you know. And, you know, so you're always going to be doing that. But what you need to do is, again, always fill your own cup. And I think that we need to be really conscious of that as women. And I'm sure as men, well, too, right, Ed?
Well, it is true. And I'm going to put on my Chamber of Commerce hat for a minute.
Okay, please do.
And question some of these changes that have evolved are driven, I see, by economics. And as women have ventured into broader worlds and become more economically self-sustaining, I think that has also broadened the perspective.
You're absolutely right. People, women are going to business more. They're a lot of men are staying at home.
Well, and for a lot of families, two incomes is the only way they can make it.
Correct.
In this world. So it has changed the dynamics of how we see a family and a life. But this is a great segue into your new book. Is called 50 Ways to Live Life Consciously. Can you give us a couple examples of that?
Well, in the book, I offer not only insight, but also 8 tools and 42 concepts. And so the 8 tools have to do with, like, we were talking about life lessons. There's a process of really looking at past experiences to try to figure out what your own life lessons are. So, for example, we've been talking about relationships, and let's say that you do have this sort of reoccurring theme in your relationship. So maybe you're kind of aware of it, but not totally aware of it. So when you sit down and you start to map out these relationships and question, well, what did I like about this relationship? What didn't I like about this relationship? You can start to fine-tune that and find your own answer, your own core piece of, well, what is that life lesson within this relationship space that keeps coming up? And once you have the awareness of that, then you can start to create change. But conscious living for me, it's about recognizing that our spirit has our life plan. Our mind doesn't, our ego doesn't, our emotions don't. Yet those are the things that tend to run our life. Those are the things that tend to lead us down some path really unconsciously.
So are you saying that your life plan is decided for you?
Our life plan, in terms of what we want to work on, so what lessons we want to learn this lifetime, is set up at a spiritual level before we come in. We know I'm going to come into this lifetime, and maybe I want to work on standing in my own power. So in the process of that, you create a family that maybe challenges you. You create life situations as a child. Maybe you experience bullying.
So I have to ask you, does this mean that you believe there's more than one lifetime?
I do believe that, yes.
Because that does change how you look at life. If you believe that your life is finite within this life and everything you need to accomplish is this life, it changes completely.
As opposed to thinking
have several lives and you're just here to accomplish one thing.
Okay, and see, now me on the other end, I don't know about another life yet. I mean, right? So I got to make this one the best.
Well,
that's kind of how I live.
There are days when I feel that I'm happy this is a practice round.
I am not going through puberty twice. So I truly believe this is it. So I'm going to make it the best I can make it. And if there is another life, then fine. It's kind of like believing in God. If you don't believe in God, then, and you die and you find out you should have, you're in trouble. But if you do believe in God and you find out that there was nothing, then it doesn't matter.
I don't think so. I mean, for me, I wouldn't go with the sort of the I don't go with the point of view that, like, oh, this, you know, I have many lifetimes, so I can do whatever I want this lifetime. I see it as a continual evolution of my spirit and what I get to learn and know and how I get to live. And the more conscious we are, the more power from a spiritual perspective we actually have. And what that offers us is the ability to create our own life, to manifest the things that we want, to bring these things in consciously rather than unconsciously moving through our day being led by what? Maybe by your ego, your thought that you need to do this, you've got to reach this certain point, or your mind that's trying to figure out what's my next step, what am I supposed to be doing, where do I have to be? A lot of that causes stress and tension in our life that really doesn't need to be there if you're at the place where you choose to have this consciousness in your life.
Right. Well, and I think
and
that
trust.
Can, yeah.
I mean, I really think you got to trust your own instincts inside. To me, that's what conscious living is. Conscious is being able to trust your journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what you're talking about, correct?
Well, and I think we move, too, in our evolution and in our awareness. We move from a place of trust and faith to certainty, where we know. Like, I had this experience. I was riding on the subway one day, and, you know, I had done a lot of what I wanted to have happen in my life. I call them mock-ups. I visualize it, and I put it out into the universe so that it can actually come into reality. And I was riding on the subway, and I just had this realization, this certainty, that when I was ready, these things would manifest. There was no question. I wasn't trusting it. I didn't have faith. I knew that at some point these things would happen. And so I think, you know, as we go through our stages of awareness, we can be unconscious, then we can have trust and faith, then we have a level of consciousness and certainty. And it's all part of that evolution. And it can happen within one lifetime, if that's all you believe, that there's this one lifetime. You can have those stages within this lifetime, you know, or if you believe that there's something more and after that, then it's part of a bigger process. But it's neither the same thing. It's just on the scale that you work on them.
Right.
Christine, what I want to ask you is, so what do you have clients that come to you then, correct?
I do, yes.
And what do they come to you for? What is the biggest thing that you've helped somebody?
It really varies. I because of the way that I work and I can see energy on all levels, people have come to me with health issues and I help them find the nut of what's going on. People come to me with relationship issues and I help them understand what that lesson is so that they can address it, they can learn it, and whether that means they stay in the relationship or they leave the relationship, that's not really the point. It's what is the lesson. I help people with parenting issues. So I think if kids can learn their lessons really early in life, what does that mean for them as they grow up? They don't have to deal with a lot of the things that we've had to deal with.
I also think when you're in the middle of crisis, to be able to separate it and say, what are we learning from this particular thing you're going through?
Yes.
It makes it much less overwhelming.
Oh, no question. Because it validates that this is supposed to be happening right now.
Well, I think not only that, but it helps that you don't try and learn it all that day.
That's good.
Oftentimes I will want it solved instantly. And if you remind yourself that you've got a week, a month, a year, a life,
that's
to figure
great
it all
point.
Out. It really can help to relieve some of that anxiety.
Right.
I agree.
That's it.
And I think, too, that if you're able to look at it not as mistakes or problems, but as
an issue,
you know, something that you're unraveling and you're figuring out.
Right.
Right.
I think that makes a big difference.
Christine, what is one of your, I'm looking at your website here, and it says that you have life-changing simple meditation. What would that sound like?
The simple meditation, I love it because I think, most people, when they think about meditation, they think that they have to quiet their minds, they have to reach to attain something. And for me, it's a matter of connecting yourself to the earth and releasing energy that doesn't belong to you. So whether it's somebody's emotions or somebody's ideas, and it's a really simple process. It's just attaching a grounding cord or a beam of light to the base of your tailbone and extending it down to the earth and visualizing an on-off switch and turning it on. And you just sit there. You don't have to, you know, reach something or quiet your mind or be something or find something. You just sit.
So literally and, sit on the ground.
In your chair. You want your feet to be flat on the floor.
Okay.
And your bottom's on the chair and your eyes are closed.
Okay.
So it's just simple. You know, it's not, there's nothing complicated about it. And just in that process of connecting yourself to the earth and releasing, you know, having this sort of conduit to release energy, you create change because you're moving. You're moving energy. You're shifting things just in that simple step.
I like that.
Well, that's why I like yoga so much. I probably couldn't do what you're talking about, right? I would have to go stretch first, or I'd be too antsy because I am an antsy person. But
I am too.
That antsiness is the energy that you start to release.
Right.
You know,
it's very, very interesting when I start doing this work with people. In all my courses, this is the baseline, is the simple meditation. And, you know, we start with doing it for maybe, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but you build up to an hour. And it's amazing to see people's lives change just in one tool. And I love tools. I think that, you know, having tools to work with energetically can make all the difference.
Huh. And now your new book that's coming out, 50 Ways to Live Life Consciously, what are some of the tips that we're going to find in there?
Well, we have the 8 tools and...
Wait, what did you say?
We have the 8 tools.
Okay,
tools.
What are one of the tools, just to kind of go down that road?
Tools, let me just... we have... looking at your ego. So I talked about, you know, when spirit's leading us, life flows. And it's our mind and our ego that can get us sort of off track. So
I absolutely agree with that.
We look through, you know, what indicates that your ego's driving your life. Things like sort of the me, myself, and I syndrome, a need to be recognized, a need to be seen as unique or special. And then there's a tool that actually, it's a little, you know, it's kind of metaphysical, but I explain all of it. It's lighting up the soul that sits within us. So it's actually bringing light into your body. And by doing that, you're stopping the ego from needing, you know, to be in the space of needing attention. I think another great tool in this book is learning how to self-validate.
That's a big one. I think that's really important.
It is. So I think that's the best gift we can give ourselves, is learning how to self-validate. And it's simple. It's, you know, you put a bubble above your head, you fill it in with self-validation, the energy of it, whatever it looks like for you. It could be a color, might be just be the vibration. You can just intend it. And then you fill yourself in, and you do this over and over again. And just in that simple, simple tool, you start to validate yourself. You start to not need someone else to tell you that you're okay.
I like that.
You know, when we look at self-validation, I mean, we do it everywhere. We do it with our doctors, right?
And yeah, what would you think? What if I, you know I say that all the time. If I was your wife, how would you handle it, right? Instead of going in our own bodies and in our own minds and saying, this is what, you know, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I guess even that question is still not validating. You know, Christine, we actually have a question that a caller, she didn't want to be on, or I don't know, they didn't want to be on
the air.
She
didn't want to be on the air, but her question was, do you deal with naturopathic and iridology for health issues?
You know, that is my base training, as a naturopath, an iridologist, and a master herbalist in the health realm of things. So, yes, I do, but I've been able to marry the clairvoyance with all of that, and so... What I would gather through iridology, I actually don't do it anymore because I can scan through the body with my clairvoyance and pick up the same information.
All right. So where would they, maybe we can get your information. Can you stay on with Matt so I can get your information and we can get it to them?
Sure.
Okay, great. And where do we find your book? I haven't gotten mine yet, so I where do we find it?
It is making its way through the Amazon process, and it'll be available probably in about 10 days on Amazon.
Okay, perfect.
However,
yes.
I have a special offer. If people become a member of a Conscious Living Guide, it's consciousliving.com for 1 month. So it's almost basically an equal exchange of what you would spend on the book. You can access the membership site where you get the five mini audio courses with the simple meditation and expansion and playing with manifestation, and there's two other ones. And everything else that I offer, there's a Sunday meditation. I do an online chat. So it's you get two things for one if you come visit me.
Okay, perfect. Well, stay on the line with Matt, and we'll get that information to everybody.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. All right. You have been listening to Christine Agro, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And actually, we're going to bring Rob Blaze on from Coffee News because it is our Trivia Tuesday. And I hope that you stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Rob, are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. So what do we got going in Coffee News?
Well, in the next issue of Coffee News, we've got some interesting stories. We have a South Carolina farm that actually rents out little chicks, live chicks, for Easter, so families can get these chicks and have them for a week or so, and then return them to the farm.
Oh, that's then, good, because I, when my kids were little, did you have chickens?
We didn't have chickens, we had bunnies.
Okay, yes, so, oh, God. What will they think of next? Okay.
So, yes, that saves you.
And about a week is as long as you want them.
I'm just telling you, it is true.
Oh.
Do you have chickens?
No.
Ed wants them.
Yeah. Then we have a child in Britain who made an accidental purchase of a Harrier jet on his parents' eBay account.
Oh, my word.
And we have a very smart Florida teenager who entered the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, at age 15, and many, many more interesting stories, as always, in Coffee News.
Okay, cool.
I think that comes under the heading of, even if you can, should you?
Yeah. There you go. And where do we find your Coffee News?
So, yeah, Coffee News is all over in Ventura, in Moore Park, in Camarillo, restaurants, places where you'll go out and wait. And if you don't see it, you know, you ask the management to, hey, I'd like to read Coffee News, and we'll be happy to deliver it.
It's in my doctor's office, so.
Yeah, I see it everywhere, so. All right, well, and now, so what is our trivia question, and what is our prize?
Okay, well, today we have four tickets to the Spring Spectacular event at Moore Park College Zoo, which is going on for the next 2 weekends. Started last weekend. We had a rainy day on Sunday, but, if the weather's nice, great thing to do with the family. It's outdoors, and you see all kinds of animals and learn all kinds of things. And it's right here in Moore Park. Many people don't even realize we have a zoo here. And the question for today ties in with the good weather in a way. What is the Puerto Rican summertime treat called piragua?
Okay.
This is something you'll enjoy in the summertime, and this is what it's known by in Puerto Rico. And
why don't you spell that?
It's a summertime treat called piragua, and it's spelled P-I-R-A-G-U-A.
Oh, so it's like pure agua. Okay. And say it again one more time. Again, for anybody that's driving out there, pull over safely so you can call at 805-639-0008.
What is the Puerto Rican summertime treat known as piragua?
Okay. All right. Well, our lines are lighting up right now. And thank you so much, Rob. And we'll talk
to you
again soon.
Great.
All right.
Y'all have a great morning.
You got it. All right. So do you guys know that answer?
No.
No.
So do you have a lot of stuff going on in the Chamber of Commerce, don't you?
Right. Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really, really quick break. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are still here with us on a positive way to start your day on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Marsha Hively here with me. I've got Ed Summers. I've got Matt on our board, and we have a winner. And actually, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a lot of history together. Tell everybody how I know you, actually. We were kindergarten room moms together. That's how far we go back, right?
Yeah, and I seem to have missed the field trip to the Moore Park Zoo.
So.
You didn't go on that?
I don't think we had one of those.
I don't think we did.
Yes, we did. Like every class had one at some point.
Oh.
Believe me, I went on it three times.
I don't know. We went to the pumpkin festival or patches and all those ones, right?
Maybe so. A different grade.
It was like second grade.
Yeah. So glad you're calling in. How are you?
I'm fine.
Very
Love
good. And the family's good?
Yeah, everybody's good. Go off to college.
I know he's almost
that?
An empty nester, like
all
I'm
of
partially
us.
An empty
yeah,
nester.
I'm telling yeah. you. So, all right. So, what's our answer for today?
It's like a shaved snow cone or shaved ice treat.
You got it. All right. Well, guess what? You get to go on that field trip now
in the shape of a pyramid.
That's right. So, yeah. Well, good. It was really great talking to you, and I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad you're listening.
Yeah, love the show. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right, thanks, Kevin. Say hi to the family.
Bye, Kevin.
All right, take care. All right, so we are actually going to bring Joan Pagano on. And Joan, are you there?
Yes, Kim. Good morning.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful.
Very
I'm
good.
Go ahead. From beautiful, sunny Florida. We have a
gorgeous Oh, you're out in Florida. I love Florida. I think that's going to be my retirement out there for some reason. It's pulling me. So, yeah. I've actually got a girls' trip out there to Panama Canal out there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, it's funny. I was saying I walked and walked and walked this week. I haven't really been. I apologize that to my body because, you know, you got to honor your body. But I haven't been doing my exercise lately, and I'm ready to start all over again. It's time, isn't it?
You know, I've discovered something for myself. I also got pulled off track recently. I developed a neck, so I had to stop doing the upper body weights. And so I sort of overdid the lower body, and then I got a pain in my low back.
Isn't that how it happens, right? Oh, gosh.
Yes. So I took a little break, let everything get better. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to start back with four exercises. four compound exercises that work multi-joints. And for me, those were push-ups, bend over rows. So I did something for the chest and something for the back. And I did back extensions for the spinal muscles. And I did squats for the big muscles of the glutes and the lower legs. So with those four exercises, I thought, you know what? There's no excuse not to do four exercises.
Right.
So it got me going again. And I started thinking about this. You know, my method starts with four exercises for life, where you do push-ups, squats, back extensions, and abdominal compressions. And if you never do more than that, if you only do those exercises, you would be so much further ahead of the game than if you did nothing.
Right.
And I think too many people get caught up in, like, if I can't do my whole workout, it's not worth doing anything.
Exactly.
And they miss out. You miss out on the benefits of being consistent with small doses of exercise that you can maintain and you can build on.
Yeah, I agree.
Incentive.
And you're right. You start in really hard, and then you, like, wipe yourself out, and then you go, oh, well, that's not going to work, and then you don't want to do it again.
I think that's the problem. People use too heavy a weights to begin with are overzealous,
yeah,
basically.
You need to do more of a maintenance, you know, and like you just said, you just got your...
just got the boxes off the treadmill.
One. Yeah.
Start something. But so, I do love your books because there's very clear pictures on what to do for each exercise.
Right. And Joan, tell everybody who you are. I know you've been on my show several times, but just for anybody who's just joining us right now.
Well, first of all, I love being on the Kim Pagano Show. And no, we're not long-lost cousins or sisters, but we do share the same last name.
I know. And somewhere down the road, maybe, right?
Different Pagano. I'm based in New York City. I'm the author of 5 best-selling exercise books, former trainer to Jackie Kennedy and Caroline Kennedy, and the owner of Joan Pagano Fitness in New York City. So I maintain a personal training practice there. I speak on topics of health and fitness, and I'm always happy to spread the word, especially about strength training, although I love cardio and stretching. Those are the 3 components of a well-rounded workout, and those are what I promote in my method and in my work. I would like to talk about what can go wrong in a strength training program, but just since we've touched on walking, I'd also like to say that a pedometer is a really handy gadget to have if you're kind of shy on exercise, but you have somewhat of an active lifestyle, even if it's at work. One of my colleagues, actually my webmaster, I might say, out in Ohio, has adopted, like a lot of the that we write about on my blog, JoanPaganoFitness.com. There's a blog, a very active blog, and I write about all of the tips and success stories that normal people have used in order to get fit and what works for them. And she got a pedometer because we were writing about pedometers, and she started using it. So at the office now, and in the course of her day, she's up to 8,000 steps a day.
Is there a certain kind that you would recommend? Because there's so many to choose from, and something that's easy, that's a really good idea.
I prefer the low-tech kind that just counts steps. It cycles through to how many steps you're taking. You can also convert to miles. There's a very basic calorie chart. I mean, you can go really high-tech with these things, but if you go to, I think it's creativewalking.com, it's a wonderful, wonderful resource for walking programs. And he sells the DigiWalker, DigiWalker. And I think mine's the DigiWalker 140S. And I gave it to all of my clients at Christmas time and encouraged them that while they were on break or when they're on vacation or when they're not doing their normal program, you know, to start using their pedometer to measure how many steps they're getting. Experts recommend that we get at least 10,000 steps a day.
That was my question.
10,000 is the magic number, huh?
At least is the magic word.
Killjoy.
Yeah, you think?
It's the equivalent of 5 miles.
It's amazing how much you actually walk.
A day?
Yeah, but you walk a lot more than you think you do.
I know. But now
It makes you aware of walking more, of taking the steps instead of the elevator, you know, of trying to find out, like, where can I squeeze in some more steps so I can.
Right, and not taking that front row parking spot, you know, kind of going back a little bit and going, I'm just going to walk there, you know, or you're early to a meeting and you take a walk around the block and, you know, come back all sweaty, but it's
on
all
the
good,
news
right?
This morning, they were saying if you just stood up for 20% more of your time a day, not like just didn't sit down but stood up, that you would increase your life expectancy by 3 to 5 years.
Oh, I better stand up.
Because,
right now, huh?
I mean, you tend to move more when you're standing. Mm. And I know when my husband, in his office, he had headphones. I don't know if he still uses them, but headset. And he did all his phone calls on a headset, and he would just pace back and forth.
Wow.
And that was just extra, you know.
Yeah, my husband paces back. He probably does a lap a day just on the phone, let me tell you. So I think
good
that's,
idea.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, you should be, you know, that's a great idea. However you can get it in. So, Joan, you know, for some reason, we're running out of time, and I'm going to have you back because I love all your tips. Can you leave us with a tip that would be amazing for my listeners? And then I'm gonna have you come back on because I know that we're going to have to go through a lot of steps to get us to where we are good to go for the spring and into the summer.
Exactly. So we are getting ready for spring, so I suggest if you're not exercising, start with squats, push-ups, back extensions, some crunches. Just do those four things now.
Joan, we actually have a question really quick, if we can get that in, too.
Yeah, we have another question. She called in, and you were talking about walking. She wanted to know how many steps translates to swimming, and also what are some good stretching exercises?
Okay, you can't really translate steps to swimming. You could translate calories burned. You know, you could find an equivalent if that's what you were interested in. I would say just go for time in the pool, or time for walking as opposed to time in the pool. Like if you're going to do a half an hour walking, do a half an hour swimming. It doesn't really translate steps.
I would say just increase your time 5 minutes a week or
basically
5 minutes a day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the time, not how many.
Whatever you're doing, if you're not losing weight doing what you're doing, just increase it a little bit and see if that helps.
Right.
Absolutely. Or add some faster paced intervals, either walking or swimming. Do a few laps or steps. You can call your landmark, run to the next light post, and then, or jog or walk faster, and then take a break and recover at a regular rate. And then again, sprint, whatever sprinting means for you. It doesn't have to be an all-out run.
There you go.
Walk faster. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Joan. I'm going to have you back so we can have a really good full session with you so we can all, we'll be all jumping in here.
But I do love your book. So do you have a website that they could go on to? And what I do, the other thing I want to say is what I love about your book is it also
CDs.
Has a DVD.
I mean, a DVD in
that's
it.
Attached to it.
Yeah, so. I love that. Will you do me a favor? Can you just post that on my Facebook?
Sure.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
And your website is?
She'll post it. So, all right. Thank you so much, Joan. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you
soon. Thanks for having me. Look forward to being with you again.
You got it. All right. Okay, Ed.
Hello.
I know. I appreciate you being here.
A lot of
info, huh?
Yes, and stretching the mind and the body.
That's right.
And now we can have some fun.
There you go. I love fun.
It's good to be back, and I joined you very shortly after coming to the chamber. And I'm going to say with about 4.5 months under my belt, I am just amazed at what an amazing group of people we have in the chamber and on our staff. And a lot of that is reflected by a continual calendar of events and excitement. And I just want to talk about a few of them today just to let the listeners know what's coming up. But very quickly here on April 12th, we're doing our principal of the day. And we ask members of the business and general community to come in. And we sign them up to shadow a principal of one of our Ventura Unified Schools for the
totally
morning
cool.
and see what they deal with. And then we get together and have a debriefing lunch. We have our first of two business tabletop expos coming up on June 7th. And that is fun, and we're going to celebrate the kickoff of the Summer Olympics and have an Olympic theme for that. So that will be very interesting. Our Economic Outlook Breakfast, always a big event at the Chamber, and we're going to make sure that we deliver a lot of good news. There's a lot of excitement here in Ventura, and we want to make sure we capture it as well as upcoming events throughout the year. But we're very excited. The one that I want to highlight this morning is our Taste of the Chamber 2.
I know, that's a great venue, too.
We really loved it, and we started last year, and it was so successful. We're following it up this year. We're going to have a lot of our chamber members and other fine restaurants where you can taste their culinary skills and have taste of the food. But we also do, in a very much of an Iron Chef format, cooking demonstrations this year.
Who is
the
chef?
We're very excited. We have a good lineup. Adrian Yento, who was on MasterChef and our own very famous chef. We'll be giving a demonstration.
I've actually had Adrian on my show.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. great. Well, so we will have him. Hopefully we can get him back on again. There you go.
He will demonstrate. That would be very fun. He'll, okay. Jason Collis,
okay.
Who was formerly with Jace and Jonathan Zepperinos, and now is working with Lehman Air and doing a lot
Jonathan,
of catering.
Okay, great.
Just having a great time. Susan Sullivan from Tooties. Thomas Dotto from the Watermark is going to be doing some demonstrations. Kurt Parks from Cafe Pacifico. And we're still working, and a demonstration pair that we think is going to be just a lot of fun.
How
and those
fun.
Are our two former mayors, Brian Brennan and Sandy Smith, who are both restaurateurs in past lives. And
what a great.
We're going to try and get them going as well. So that's just going to be a great event. It's on April 20th on a Friday night,
okay.
So there's no reason to
not
save
night.
Up and
there
not eat.
From 5:30 to 9:30.
Very yeah. good. You've got it.
All and how right. much is it? Or
it's $35 for the general members and $25 for the chamber members.
Wow.
And that includes cooking demonstrations, wine tasting, live entertainment, no host bar.
You've got it. It's just going to be a great night of fun. And with the cooking demonstrations, Adrian, our former mayor, we think it's going to be a great evening with a lot of fun.
How fun
now,
is
there's
that?
Now, there's cooking demonstrations, but is there food for them to eat, too?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They'll be tasting from those, plus many of our restaurants in town.
Great.
We usually have, we're expecting 25 restaurants to help prepare and provide food to taste. And because it's a lot of fun, and we know how much Kim loves to have these trivia and these contests, the chamber, I brought with me today three pairs of tickets, two tickets each, to provide over the next few weeks to your listeners.
There
you
go. So you're going to have to listen up because I'll be giving those away.
Excellent.
So
you
can
so
also
much.
Buy tickets on there by calling them at 643-7222 or www.venturachamber.com.
You've got it. You can hang on to those flyers
oh,
and
good. I'll
look
pass
forward
them
to
out
seeing everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there.
You know what? I think sometimes people don't really understand what the Chamber of Commerce does. So if you're a business owner in Ventura, what's the advantage of belonging to the Chamber?
There's several advantages, and we really have, depending on what kind of a business you're involved in. Our retailers, our local home businesses, we provide a lot of networking and connection opportunities, connect with business to businesses. Our larger businesses really focus more on our business advocacy, working on legislative affairs and matters, working closely with the city and economic development plans. So whatever your business is, we have a niche in the chamber that really is appealing to you.
That's
Sounds
great.
Good. And I really, I think that you've got amazing businesses. Ventura is an amazing place out here. Mm-hmm. And what a great place to businessly connect, right?
It's a great place. And one of these Fridays, the first Friday of the month, we have our business connection breakfast where there are approximately 120 of our local businesses. Everybody gets a 20-second commercial to talk about their business and get to know all of our other businesses in the community. And I know, Kim, you're usually busy here.
I'm going
to
tape one of mine.
Need
I'm
to have you there.
I'm going to do a best of and get out there. So I want
to
be out
there. You.
You've got a great organization there. So thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully you'll have me back.
Absolutely. You are welcome anytime. Marcia, thank you so much for being here. Matt on our board. Our winners and all our callers. And I think people like better that they don't have to be on the air. They just can call in with their questions. So if that works for you guys, I love it. And remember to listen again this evening from 4 to 6. This show will be repeated from 1 to 2. And then the Business of Life, I will be the host on there from 4 to 6. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, know that you should speak to people the way they are, not the way you want them to be. And I think that's really important in business. Mm-hmm. It's really take people for their face value. With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, I want to invite you to listen again. I've got some really great, it's kind of a twist on the business of life, so it should be fun. Anyways, join us. And also, if you miss any part of our shows, you can always tune in to my website, KimPaganoShow.com. And also, if you're on Facebook, like us. You find out what's going on here at the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
I'll be there for you. You can reach the The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
AM 1400, KKZZ, Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxford.